You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. Let's start this episode out like we do each and every week, and that is featuring one of you, our incredible listeners, who head on over to strshare.com. Share everything you can about your short-term rental so we can share you here on the podcast every Thursday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
We are sharing at Paddle Point Lake House, and Paddle is P-A-D-D-L-E. And this is a self-built A-frame lake house, and it's gorgeous. Self-built. I was going through their feed. I was getting tired just going through the feed, all the work they put in.
Yeah.
It is.
It's no joke.
Custom, the details. One of my favorite details, and that was custom and just chef's kiss, is they have a coffee bar, but they have a little inset
nook
to hang the coffee mugs. And I was like, it's just
little touches.
It's just
like that.
Those little touches. Another little touch is their hot tub is sunken in.
I wanted to. I wish we could have done that.
To the deck. Just these thoughtful design elements. I'm going to hashtag. This is one of my hashtags if I was a hashtag creator. Design matters. For those of you that haven't thoughtfully designed any piece or part of your short-term rental, I'm encouraging you that it's never too late. And maybe it's budget constraints. Maybe it's a time constraint. But break it down. Go to inspiration like Paddle, Point Lake House, any of the STR shares that we've had. Find inspiration and do that one small design element. Design doesn't have to be expensive, but it has to be thoughtful. It has to be intentional. You have to be inspired to actually get excited about it. But these are the things, if you need a little reinvigoration about your property, about your business, do that. Take one area. It could be your entryway. It could be your coffee bar. It could be your bathroom. I just encourage everyone, we're kind of heading into spring, like do something that will reinvigorate you, that your guests will notice, and have it be design forward. Thanks for inspiring me.
I think
Paddle Point Lake
to
House.
That point, Annette, it's like, yes, design matters. And that counts not only for your property, but it counts for your life.
Oh, everywhere.
It counts for, like, design your calendar, design your time. It's just
hashtag design matters.
Yeah, it's
design your day. We do that inside Strategic Host. One of my mindset calls is, truthfully, design your calendar, design your day. And even using that word,
change your mindset.
Yes, everyone. I'm an artist. I'm a creative. I don't want to use a calendar. I don't use a calendar. Stop. Full stop, everybody.
Full stop. Because time exists.
Yes. And when you, I encourage everyone, design your calendar. And so for all of you out there that are design forward, if you're having resistance towards things that you should do, figure out how you can design it so it does inspire you. It does excite you to do the work. Because at the end of the day, that's what we all have to do, is the work. But let's talk about today the hardest workers in the industry.
We're going to design your team, and we're going to design a job description
for your five-star cleaner.
Yes. Because this is, when we talk to hosts who are professional, they want to professionalize, and we break down, you know, their pricing strategy. Maybe we break down their profit and loss.
Their direct booking strategy. Their marketing strategy.
But when it comes to their team, that also needs to be redesigned. And for the first time for a lot of hosts, it's to get intentional with who you need on your team and what they need to bring to your team. And who is that right individual? But here's what happens most of the time. Most hosts hire cleans reactively, Annette. They post, need an Airbnb cleaner ASAP. They'll interview and hire based on price alone. And that's when the chaos ensues. The cleaner won't show up. There's a misalignment on brand standards. We don't have a contract in place. What happens when the stay is, quote unquote, messier than usual?
They have a friend just pop over and do it.
Mm.
Or they start hiring a team and you don't know about it.
Check-in time is 3 and you have no idea if they're there or not, and it's 2:30.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Does this sound familiar to anyone listening? But here's the thing. I don't want you to hire cleaners anymore.
Exactly.
I want you to hire people who are going to help you guard your five-star brand. We're going to hire partners.
And if you aren't thinking about every single person that is connected to your property as a partner, you do need to switch that up from your CPA to your bookkeeper to your cleaner, the guardian of your five-star brand, to anyone that you work with. That mindset shift there will change the way you interact with them, which in the end will up-level your entire business.
Right. When you interact with your cleaner as if they are a partner and talk to them in that way, they put their shoulders back a bit more when you involve them in that process. When you meet up with them and have strategic conversations every 30, 45 days, that isn't nitpicking their cleans. It's being collaborative on, hey, how can I serve you better as your client? What sort of feedback do you have for me and the property and how, I mean, that collaborative conversation.
We've actually helped several different cleaners launch their own businesses. They saw in that partnership, in that professionality, that, oh, wait, this is real. I can make a real business. I can change
my life.
So many things for me and my family, like multiple. I can't tell you how many of our cleaners we've met their kids, we've met their spouses, we've met their siblings that now work for them. It is truly, if you can change your mindset about it, you can help change the mindset of your team.
Absolutely.
And then those that are connected with them too.
So today we're going to share with you a framework that we use when we're hiring team members, and we'll get specific today about cleaners in specifically the exact questions we ask ourselves. And that's the thing that I think a lot of professional hosts miss is before you post the panic job help wanted, to ask yourself questions first about who you're looking for, what problems do they need to solve, and we'll go through that, how to write a job description that helps that person feel like we are speaking directly to them so we attract the right applicants. Because those applicants who are just there for a quick buck, they're not even going to apply because the job description isn't speaking to what kind of person they want, you know, the kind of person or relationship that they're interested in, which is someone probably who doesn't care, who's not involved, right? Where to post it? I think we get that question a lot. Like, how do I find where do I find them? What to ask in the interview. And yes, you should interview the people who apply. Even if this isn't an employee-employer relationship, if it's an independent contractor relationship, you can still talk to each other before you engage in a partnership. And at the end, we'll share with you how you can avoid hiring another bad hire.
Let's dig in. You have to do the job description. You need that clarity. If not, you're just attracting someone that can come in a warm body and clean your property. Here are the four questions that you want to ask. First, what's broken, inefficient, and possibly slipping through the cracks currently? Is your current team not showing up on time? Are back-to-backs too much for them? Are you hearing some feedback about that? Not understanding that the five-star reviews are very dependent on the cleanliness of the home. And maybe they're not communicating with you when something goes wrong. And that's where that clear communication, you need to make sure that it's not confrontational. You want to know these things. And then just overall inconsistent execution of the turnover process. And so I know that we've been saying cleaner, but we want you to know you're not hiring for cleaning. You're hiring for reliability, ownership of the job. You are hiring for standards, and these are your standards. We hear so many times hosts are lowering their standards because of who they're partnering with. And we are also hiring for pressure handling. This is a high pressure, time pressure job, mm-hmm. and cleanliness. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of chemicals. There's a lot of safety. And we just want you to think right now, currently with your team, possibly what frustrates you.
And write all this down. So as Annette's saying this to you, this is self-reflection time. So mm-hmm. These aren't things that you're immediately writing your job description. This is for your own self-reflection.
Yeah, just thinking through current operational pain. We're going to talk about another pain point, which is capacity. It's what can't you get to because you're doing everything yourself? If you are the person that's currently cleaning, you can't clean and grow your business at all. You're not going to be able to work on your business. You're going to be working in your business. You're not going to be able to be shopping for potential new properties, growing your portfolio.
Improve guest messaging, start email list gathering, right? You're not going to
work on your
for
pricing because if you're cleaning, you're just capping your own growth. And hiring a team isn't an expense, isn't an investment. And this really is a growth unlock. This is a TFE pro tip. If you are cleaning your rental property and your own property, please hire someone. Spread, honestly, that's an abundance mindset of sharing funds with others, okay? Have that
adding
shift.
To that economy cycle.
Add to the economy. It will increase your income when you do that. The other part is, if you're the person doing this, you are most likely not a professional cleaner. You do not know chemicals like a pro. And you really do need to know the chemicals that are used in your home and how they interact together. And you don't have any of the cleaning efficiency tricks. And you need to see how they are going to clean your home also. And you actually want this person to help you improve your systems. Hopefully they have a team. They can even be more efficient than you. So hire someone who absolutely loves cleaning. Yes, these people exist. Actually, I love cleaning. It's just, hold on. That might be a little bit. I love cleaning when I want to, what I want to.
Exactly. And I'm the same way. I actually, as I'm being honest with myself, because I also don't, but I find myself when I enjoy it, it's when I have the time.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this isn't that time.
Yeah. So. No, you're trying to build a business, right?
Mm-hmm. And the biggest part that we see too is, where are you losing revenue or reputation with your current team, whether it's yourself or a team? Are you missing out because they don't want to do same day turnovers?
Mm-hmm.
We still see that so often with a day before, a day after, people not wanting to do same day, inability to maximize those back to backs. I've talked to three people this week that a cleaner, they're saying they can't do that. And it's just then you move on to the next. That's just a non-negotiable. If you're getting any sort of lower reviews due to poor cleaning, again, I see those way too often. That's something that can be remedied. And you don't want that to cause any friction during your booking process. And when you have all these blocked days, that's exactly what it's doing. It's mm-hmm. blocking potential guests. So the bad cleaning or just someone controlling your calendar, it is a true revenue pain. You are losing money there.
So I want to review those questions, Annette. So hosts listening right now, we want you to sit down before you post a job, before you even think about who's the perfect cleaner for you. You need to do some self-reflection. Ask yourself the operational pain. Number one, what's broken, inefficient, or slipping through the cracks? Number two, what is your capacity pain? The question to ask yourself is, what can't I get to because I'm doing this myself? Or what can't I get to because I'm dealing with these cleaners who are blowing up my phone all the time, or they're communicating in all the wrong ways. So capacity pain maybe is not because you're doing it, but it's because you're working with the wrong team.
Or you're going back to do some of their work.
Right.
That's
right.
A very common problem.
Mm-hmm. Number three is the skill pain. You're going to ask yourself, what drains me because it's not my strength? Maybe you're not a systems person. Maybe you don't have a good system. So you actually aren't the host who's going to talk to the cleaner and say, hey, here's my system. I'll train you. For you, it's, I need to find a cleaner who has a really great system already, and we can talk about it, and I can talk to them about my property, and we can create one together. And then number four, the question is the growth pain. So ask yourself, where am I losing revenue because of calendar issues with your current cleaner? Or where are you losing reputation because you want to be pet friendly, but you always get comments that there's dog hair everywhere, right? And so your reputation is slipping. Get all these things onto paper, because then we're going to go ahead and we're going to turn this pain into a magnetic job description. Do you want to walk through, Annette, what we do?
Right. And we can share. They're normally very generic. Looking for a cleaner, must be reliable. That's not enough here. Don't just copy and paste from someone else that you saw. It's just like how we want to talk to our guests and write copy. You want to write copy for that professional you're going to hire. So you want to make sure that there could be some things. Own our guest turnover process, boutique hotel level clean. Like, what are words that you want to use in your description? This is not just cleaning. This is hospitality. But there are some non-negotiables that we have in ours that they must be insured. They must use Breezeway. I'm going to say that again. They must use Breezeway. They must handle same-day turnovers. And they must communicate proactively. And you're not filtering for a skill here. You really are filtering for their mindset as a cleaning professional.
Right, because if you're looking for a cleaning company or a cleaner, it should be baseline that they have that skill set. So now I think that's where a lot of professional hosts go wrong, strategic hosts go wrong, is that they post the thing that should be baseline, it should be expected. We want you to filter for the right mindset so they become your partner. They believe in the same brand standards as you. They are just as passionate about their reputation, and they know that their reputation depends on your reputation, right? So here is, I'm going to share with you an example of a job description that we put together for a five-star cleaner. So it's the subject line could be seeking professional short-term rental cleaner, five-star standard require, or seeking five-star standard short-term rental cleaner. Like, you can play with this, but remember, and you can use AI for this too. Have it give you some suggestions. Tell them, I want to stand out from all the other job descriptions out there. Help me come up with five different examples, okay? And we can say, we're looking for a professional cleaner, independent or small company, must be insured, who takes pride in delivering hospitality level results, okay? This is not, and then I say in the job description, this is not just another cleaning job. Our short-term rental business depends entirely on flawless guest turnovers. When you walk out of the property, the next guest should feel like they're walking into, you can say, a boutique hotel, or they're walking into they're the first person to ever walk into the property. What you'll own.
This is important. Take the notes here.
Here's what they'll own. This is in the job description. On-time, detail-obsessed turnovers. Same day, back-to-back cleans when needed. Protecting our five-star reputation. Communicating immediately if damage or issues arise. Resetting and staging the property to guest-ready standards. And here's what matters most. Reliability is everything. If we're scheduled for an interview, we need full confidence that you will show up prepared and ready to execute. We're looking for someone who is insured, is comfortable with same-day turnovers, understands hospitality standards, not just residential cleaning, loves efficiency but never cuts corners, communicates proactively, and takes ownership when challenges arise. And then I have a section that says systems and collaboration. We use a software called Breezeway to manage scheduling and turnover checklists. You must be comfortable using it to confirm jobs and report cleaning completion. We're building a long-term partnership and are looking for someone who wants to grow with us. If this sounds like you, please tell us your short-term rental experience, whether you're independent or a company, confirmation of insurance, your confirming that you can do same-day turnovers, and why five-star standards matter to you. We look forward to connecting. And I'll tell you, when we get responses from a job description like this, if they don't do all five of those bullet points, they weren't paying attention. So if they're not going to pay attention to a job description, they're not going to pay attention to a back-to-back turnover where there is time pressure, but there's still standards that need to be upheld.
And I encourage everyone, you might be going through right now thinking about hiring this person and all this, they're got to do, like, this seems like a lot of work. I encourage you, please look at that line item on what you invested in your turnovers last year.
Mm.
This number
pretty high.
Is high. I mean, it is the backbone of your business. So when you look at that, I think you should be encouraged by that. If for some reason you're just starting out and you don't have any idea, you kind of know what you're forecasting, how many reservations you're going to have per month. This is how, when you sit down with this person, show them, like, not, you know, you don't show them your P&L, but let them know, hey, there is an opportunity to earn XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
There's an opportunity for this amount of income this year. I think that is where you also get excited and, like, fired up about it, where this is serious. And when you can show that amount, I mean, we have, if we could show you some of the cleaners on our payroll and what they earn per year, it is impressive. And so I do want you to have that mindset shift, especially if you have multiple properties. This is where you should be getting top quality A players, because you can show the consistent income. And kind of just a side note here, if during the interview they bring up something about a slower season, be prepared for that. Tell them that during that time, there will be, hopefully you're doing deep cleans. Maybe there's maintenance, or there's other things that you could have. Maybe you want to have them help you do inventory. Maybe you want to just go room by room and do set that deep clean over a certain amount of time. You do want to be prepared for that question too, of what's peak season, slow season, and how that will be handled, for sure.
We're going to talk about interviews, so hang tight, because that's a really good point, Annette. First, I want to share, you know, where can we find great cleaners? And we find the best places to post are, honestly, I still don't sleep on Craigslist. There are still ways that you can find people who are legit people looking for opportunities in all places. So I would not count out Craigslist.
Who is Craig, by the way?
Honestly, I don't know.
I look. And sure. Then how does Craigslist make money? I feel like I've looked all of this up, but it was so long
you
ago.
You do have to pay for some listings on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's for later.
That's for another episode.
Yeah. Craig, if you're listening, let us know.
You can ask other hosts, although I know some hosts like to gatekeep their cleaning teams,
they
but
do.
You never know. You never know. You can local networking groups. So if you're part of just like a general real estate group or not just real estate investors, but realtors who, that's their job, is to build partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They
mm-hmm.
want for them to be the go-to person. There are groups on Facebook. They can be a little wild, but you could still post there. I actually have posted for cleaning jobs on Indeed. You might find more of a company there, but mm-hmm. that's okay. There are real estate threads. Maybe, you know, I'm thinking of like the big ones, like BiggerPockets. Maybe there's something local in your area. But just there's no, and once you have the job description, post it and say it. This is cross-posted.
Also, I'm going to give all of you a super pro tip. Put it on your personal
website?
Your personal Facebook, your personal Instagram, LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Someone in your network can either A, maybe they're looking to start a business, or B, they want to have a part-time job. So don't sell yourself short on just posting it to your own network.
Right. And I think that's where hosts, when they say they can't find a good cleaner, well, it's like you're posting at one place.
And then also, it might not be even the people in your network. Your friends and family love helping. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know anyone? Like, we should be do you know anyone's all the time. Every person that Sarah and I work with is a referral from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one or two people, but everybody else and through all our entire business, it's a referral.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about the interview. You do need to interview, even if, let's say, you see that they have a website and they've got all these Google reviews or they have all these other reviews from whomever. You still need to sit down with this human being and make sure they're a good fit for you. Make sure that they can communicate with you in a way that is effective. So when you sit down for this interview, I want you to have, you can have a notebook, you could bring your computer and let them know during the interview that you're going to take notes. Maybe you meet in person at a coffee shop, or maybe you meet on a Zoom call. And things that you can ask them instead of, are you reliable? You know, instead you can ask things like, tell me about a same day turnover when something went wrong. Or what do you do if you are running behind for a same day turnover? Or how do you ensure 5-star standards every single time? Tell me a little bit about your team. How do you prefer to receive feedback from turnovers? What's your quality control process, right? So you want to ask more specific questions that are open-ended instead of yes or no responses, and then be quiet. Let them talk and be engaged. Try not to be on your phone, or if you do want to take a note, just write down a few words that they say, but look them in the eye and have an engaging conversation. And if you are able to communicate with them and have a pitch and catch conversation, I think that's a really good sign. What you're looking for is ownership to their reputation, seeing if they have systems they're proud of. Are they shaming clients? Are they talking about a bad client? How, right? Like, no blaming. I want to make sure that we, you know, when I'm talking to someone, they don't feel so comfortable with me that they are airing out their client's dirty laundry. And you're listening for someone who can engage in a conversation with you. How about some red flags in it? Like, what could you hear in an interview that might give you pause?
Yeah. Number one, they don't have any insurance. And listen, insurance is easy to get. So if they don't have it yet and they say they're getting it, I would give them a little bit of grace there. Resistance to using Breezeway, like that's an absolute no-go. So for you, it might be whatever your calendaring system is, whatever app it is. If someone is resistant to that, that is a huge red flag out of the gate. Giving very vague answers, not having any sort of checklist, or at least being able to rattle through really quickly how they clean a home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it, cash only.
Mm.
That, no, we don't do that. That again, to me, is a red flag. You get to share how you are going to, obviously they have the pricing, but it's how you want to pay them. And then really just, again, seeing how they are responding to your questions and any of their prior clients. I would also see if you could get referrals. If they're hesitant to give you any referrals, that might be a really red flag too.
We see hosts all the time. Sacrifice, compromise is the word I'm looking for.
Compromise
on their standards or on these red flag things because they're so desperate to find a cleaner who they think is great. And let me tell you a story about a woman named Sarah Karakayan. And there was a cleaner. Let's call her
Judy.
Judy. Judy was a good cleaner, y'all. She was, you guys,
creme de la creme, honestly.
Creme de la creme. Like her, she could stage. Like she cared about those details. There was not a speck of dust left when Judy left a property.
She took extreme ownership.
She did.
Maybe too much ownership.
But she didn't. Okay. And she was resistant to feedback. She was resistant to changes in the schedule. She was resistant to scheduling systems. And it didn't end well. Okay, so it doesn't matter how well she cleaned. If I can't run my business operationally, if I have to change how I run my business or my day-to-day for that one person, that's no way to run a business or to live your life. And I was always stressed if she was going to be mad because of the way I said something. It was kind of like a toxic relationship. She might hear me saying, hey, this next guest who's coming in is bringing in two dogs. So when you check out, it might be a heavier footprint. And she kind of had this notion that I was already criticizing her clean, right? Like it's, or maybe it is, Matt, you talked about slow season, and we see this from hosts where a cleaner says, well, you're not giving me enough cleans in this season to keep you on my roster. And it's like, if you're a short-term rental cleaner, if you're a hospitality cleaner, not residential, you're going to understand there is seasonality. And it's not really your responsibility as the client to provide a workload. I'm not saying that you can't say that's when we'll do deeper cleans and there'll be opportunity for revenue there, but I don't think it's your responsibility to assure them XYZ during those time periods. They should mind their own business and how they handle those seasons.
And you need to be ready too, because we do put, there's especially in busy season, make sure your team is not burning out.
Right.
Because look at their calendar and sometimes they're working.
Mm. Way too much.
Weekends, nonstop. So also really make sure you understand what that looks like. And last but not least, bonus these amazing humans in some way, shape, or form. Have an incentive. They don't need to know about the incentive program, but like every time you get a 5-star of the review that mentions cleaning, send that to them. Every now and then, send them DoorDash. Send them a coffee order. Like go above and beyond. Buy them new tools.
Well, I'll be careful with that if they're
but at your house, no. Yeah. Like for instance, us, like we do not let other cleaners bring their vacuum to our home. So like, but make sure you have a good one.
I ask them which one do you like.
Yes. Like that type of stuff that's in your home, like make sure that you are presenting a lovely space for them to come work. So bonus them, incentivize them, go above and beyond.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. Remember, we're not hiring cleaners. You're not hiring a cleaner. That is baseline. That they should, of course, they're cleaners. That is their skill set. We are hiring partners of our 5-star brand. And let them know when you win, they win. Right? Hopefully, they also care about their reputation and how you're going to be a glowing review. And ask them, how can I help you in your business in this season? Again, be really good partners with this person. And when you start off those interview questions, have it come from a place of, I want to build a long-term relationship with you. All right.
Get excited.
Go out there, find your perfect partner or partners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can have more than one cleaner that you rely on too. With that, I am Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.